You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. And on this November 11th, we honor all veterans on this Veterans Day, those who serve, are serving, or have served. Part of the salute to service today, care packages for some 2,000 veterans being distributed by the American Red Cross, and that was the assembly line taking place at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Pat Swilling, who played 7 years with the black and gold, 12 years overall, double-digit sacks in 5 of his 7 years, and a famed member of the Dome Patrol, got a chance to talk to good old Pat Swilling. Here's number 56. Well, this is a treat. We're talking to Pat Swilling today, part of the Veterans Day in the Ochsner Sports Performance Center, and it's with the American Red Cross and Entergy, and you're just filling up bags for 2,000 volunteers, and you do a lot of things that help the community, but this has got to be up there for how good it feels.
It really is. Of all the things that I do, you know, I was telling Evan when they invited me to come that it means so much because I grew up with veterans. In my family, I was talking to my mom this morning, we have about 17 different cousins or uncles that served in the armed forces, and you know, without them serving and what they do for us every day, we wouldn't have the freedom to go and do and enjoy the world the way we do. And this one is special to me, and I really enjoy it. And all the different companies that are here, my hat's off to all of them.
So tell the truth. When we saw each other, we both stared a little bit. We went, wait, I know him. Am I old? Is he old? What's going on here? It's been a while, but we go back a long way.
We really do. Oh, I guess what, 30 years, 40 years? I'm really telling my age now, but
it's okay. You can tell him I'm older, 2 years older than you are. You asked.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But, you know, I'm glad that you're still here and I'm here too. But still here to enjoy the Saints and the community. And I know right now the football is not where we want it to be, but we still love and enjoy the Saints because the Saints are a part of us and a part of this community.
And I think it's taken time. Nobody likes the word rebuilding.
Right,
because it doesn't sell tickets. I get it, but sometimes it is what it is. And we talk so much about this offense and the quarterback. You got a defense that has changed its scheme completely. Right. Now, you know, not the 3-4 Dome Patrol that you're most familiar with, but tell me just how difficult of what they're doing. Just, hey, we're just going to change the scheme and do it as an evolution.
It takes time. You know, it takes time unless you have really elite and great players. And obviously, we're trying to get there. But when you change a whole scheme, that means DeMario and all those guys have to learn something a little different, even though he's a 14, 15-year vet. But the young guys are the one that struggles with it. So not only do you have a new offense, you got a new defense, you got a new defensive coordinator, new offensive, new head coach, all of that. It's going to take some time. And I was talking to someone when I got here. I said, I didn't realize, and I don't think none of us did, even when I talked to Ricky Jackson, those guys, you know, we're in a community. So now everywhere I go, they look at me, what about them Saints? What about them sad Saints? What about this and that? And my message to them is just hang on. Just hang on. You know, this team's going to come around, and it probably won't be this year. May not be next year. It's going to take some time. We are in a rebuild. I don't care what no one says, and it's going to take some time. But look what happened when Drew and those guys came in. And even look what happened to us in 1987, came in with Jim Moore. You know, we rebuild and won and got in the middle of some, you know, NFC championships and those kind of things. So it's going to take some time. I just ask everyone to be patient and, you know, give the Saints a little time to build this thing again.
First explosive play for the Carolina offense. Play action. Young has pressure, but dumps it off to Dowdle. But a great job by DeMario Davis, who fought off his block of Lewis and made the tackle. So it's a very short gain of just a yard. Boy, the lifeless wonder. Just ageless.
Oh, he does an outstanding job here. Like you said, you know, you sell it. The defensive ends and the defensive tackle, they think that they have natural pressure, but it's because they're setting up the screen on the backside. DeMario has Dowdle in man-to-man coverage, and he's able to take on Lewis. LSU Tiger, Canton, Mississippi native.
Damian Lewis, but it's second and nine because DeMario was able to keep it to just a yard. This time it's an inside handoff to Dowdle, who stutter steps his way, caught from behind by Cam Jordan.
I know there's a couple of guys on that defense that are close to your heart, and one of them is DeMario Davis.
Love him, man.
That cat, I mean, you know, and the step slow, 36 bull, you know what? He is amazing.
I tell you what, man, if any guy that I've seen that could have played back in the day, he's one of them. And he carries the torch for that 56, and I enjoy watching him playing. But it's not just that. It's the man he is, too. He does so much in the community. And every time I see him, he grabs and hugs me. And I tell him, don't grab me too hard now. I only got a little old. These bones can't take that hard hug you gave me. But, you know, man, I love the way he plays the game. And he's been a credit and just a great person to have in here in New Orleans and be a part of this team.
Foundationally. I mean, here's a guy who's about to have his ninth year, 100+, but it's kind of what he is as a person, right? What he does on and off the field, you know, eating with, you know, the Davises and dining with the Davises. There's so much stuff. He's one of a kind.
He really is, man. And he's a credit, and he's just a guy that – I tell you, the Saints are so fortunate to have him, especially for these young guys and all the noise. Because I know they hear the noise every day about this and about that. But I tell you what, every Sunday I see him go about his work and his craft the same way. He's a baller, man, and he comes to play. And that's what those guys do.
Second and nine. 10-7 Saints. Bryce Young out of the shotgun, moving left to right. Takes the snap. Saints bring some pressure, and he's going to go down. That's Cam Jordan bringing down Bryce Young inside the five, back to the two-yard line. Cam Jordan. Loss of nine and a third down and 17 coming.
Mike, just looking at this, Cam makes an inside move. He's at the defensive end position. The Saints have done a really nice job of frustrating that offensive line, not just in pass game, but also they've done a nice job in the run game. And very few times have you saw Rico Dowdle be able to get loose. And defensively, you got to make sure you don't hurt yourself. Get off the field.
For Cam, that's his third and a half sack.
Cam Jordan got sack 125. Yesterday, there's only 20 players in the NFL who have 125 sacks. So he's getting into that realm of when you finish the sentence with in NFL history. That's impressive.
It is. And Cam has just stood the time, man. He just stayed with it, and he keeps playing. And he's one of my favorite and always will be. I think definitely he's a Hall of Famer. And, you know, he's fortunate to be able to have stayed with a team this long with that type of play and continue his play. It's just, you know, I know the last couple of years hadn't been where he was when he was a youngster. No one will, but 125 sacks, man, he's in the sack club. You know, we're one of the few. Me, him, and Ricky Jackson from the Saints are in that sack club, and that, you know, that means a lot. But Cam is, he's been a great player, and he's a Hall of Famer in my book.
So the sack club is 100+?
100+. 100+ guys in the sack club. And, you know, Bruce Smith, every year we have something at the Super Bowl. And 2 years ago we were in California, and me, Cam, and Ricky got a picture. And that's a rarity when you got a team that got three guys that's in the 100 sack club.
Pat Swilling finished with 107.5 in 1991. He led the NFL with 17 sacks, was the defensive player of the year as well. Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have more with Pat Swilling and the member of the Dome Patrol. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Keep listening right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. It is an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, but the Saints have their open week after a huge win on the road against the Carolina Panthers. Got a chance today because of Veterans Day and a salute to service event that the Saints were having it there to talk to former Saints linebacker Pat Swilling. Again, 7 years in New Orleans and five of his seven multiple sack, double-digit sacks years. And we'll begin the segment with something that Pat, every defensive player on the Saints, every offensive player, even the coaches agree was just an impressive finish. And that's the final drive, a drive that ended in no points, a drive that got to the red zone, a drive that got inside the 10, a drive that lasted 7.5 minutes. But this time it didn't matter that there were no points. You ran out the clock, victory formation. It was a statement close. Here is the finish of that and more with Pat Swilling, the linebacker, now called Pop Pop.
2 minutes to play in the football game. First in goal for the Saints, but it doesn't matter. They'll be in victory formation. Finally get to say it on the good side. The Saints right now, 394 yards of total offense to Carolina's 175. And have dominated a lot more than really just the 10 points, but seen a lot of great things defensively. Alonzi Taylor, a lot of great things from Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson and Alvin Kamara with 83 yards rushing. Tyler Shuck, very efficient with the football, 19 of 27, 282, two touchdowns, had a couple of sacks, but all in all, very efficient here today.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we talked about something good happened to this team. The Saints dominated the line of scrimmage.
Very much so.
I mean, Carolina was able to get some pressure at times when they brought a blitz, but when it was just 4-on-4 or 4-against-5, the Saints were able to get pressure with their front four and obviously the run game. You know, that's what the Carolina Panthers have hung their hat on. The Saints had an answer for that, and they were able to hit Rico and not let Rico be able to be the guy that he's been so far this year.
What do you miss the most? I know it's been a while, but even still, maybe when you're around, even here, the smell, the locker room, to see the player, what do you miss most?
You know, I'm walking around this field and I look at these guys and, man, I miss Ricky. I miss Sam, Vaughn, Dalton Hilliard. you know, iron head. It just goes on and on. And, you know, I really say that with a straight face, and I say that with love as well. People don't understand. It wasn't just the football, man. It was just the everyday, man, seeing those guys and the smile. You know, even yourself was a part of that, you know, and back in the day. You know, I like to think we're a little different. We are very close. But even to the day, we got a text message that we all are on. There's about 40 of us, and every day somebody got something different, and then everybody start chiming in, and this thing will go on for hours and hours and hours. I have to mute it, you know. But it goes on. But that just shows you, that's what I miss, Mike. I miss these guys, and I miss. Hey, man, any guy that tells you that he doesn't miss playing, he's lying.
And I think that we were fortunate because we did live in a time when there was no internet, no pictures. The player reporter relationship was different. I understand the players now would keep their distance from not just reporter, everybody. They've become more secluded and to their detriment.
They have, because, you know, back in the day, man, you could go out with us. We could talk to you guys. I mean, all the network. I was a part of Channel 6. I mean, all of us were, you know, kind of intertwined, and you know, we didn't have any problem, but it's a different day with guys who report and players who play. You know, everything's different, and they don't realize what they're missing. And I'm so glad I was a part of a time where, you know, we all could intertwine and have fun, and you guys do your job, and we do our job, and, you know, no one got mad at each other, and we had a great time back in those times.
So finally, Pop. Give us a rundown of the kids and the grandkids. We got time. We got all the time you need, baby.
I have, what, 7 grandkids now. It's unbelievable. The oldest is Shiloh. She's a four-year-old, and we have an infant. But it is the most, and I don't even know how to describe it sometimes. I love them to death, and it's just, I see them coming, and they just run through the house, and my wife will say to me, tell them to stop running. I said, keep, just run. I'm not going to tell them, let them run. And that's part of being, I guess, pop and a grandfather. But, you know, life has changed. I'm somebody's grandfather, and this is, I figured out how to wrap my hands around it, but it's different. Yeah. But I love them.
Yet, New Orleans is home. This has always been.
I've been, after retirement, came right back here. You know, I've been here since I was 21 years old. You know, I've been a part of this community, and I'm always going to be. This is home, and I love it here. And no matter, you know, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, this is home.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Well, here's all I say. Bart's on Sunday night. No internet, no phones. I'm not talking to a lot of people who understand what that means, but those who are there understand exactly what that means. Pat Swilling, that was just a treat. 5 straight Pro Bowls, and it was a different time. And, you know, member of the Dome Patrol, just awesome.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.